our prayer for you this morning that you also can make that joyful proclamation that you are saved by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning. Welcome to Lock Haven Baptist Church. A special welcome if you're a first-time visitor. We have a visitor's packet we'd like to give you. So if you are a first-time visitor and you have not yet received that packet, if you'd raise your hand at this time. Gentleman up here at the front wants to make sure that we know that he's a first-time visitor. Welcome, sir. We're glad you're with us. Anyone else? Don't want anyone to be left out. The gentleman over here, Brother Burgos. And the lady in the back there. Praise the Lord. Good to have you with us.
By the way, we're Ron and Nancy from Connecticut. We moved out there.
Welcome to Florida. We have a little bit of touch of cooler weather, but I noticed it's kind of come back to the warm weather this morning. Brother Lee is coming down here with that packet for you right now. Again, welcome to Lock Haven Baptist Church. Brother Scott Venture is going to come at this time and lead us in prayer.
Lord, we just thank you for this day and for this wonderful week, this weather that you've given us, Lord. We just thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for the church and what it stands for, Lord. We thank you for the youth rally that went Friday night, for the youth that went, the good time they had, Lord, for keeping us safe. Lord, we just pray that you would bless this church, continue to add to it as you see fit. Help us to continue to be a lighthouse to the community, Lord. Bless our scripture press, Lord. Bless visitations as we go out, Lord, the more people would come. Lord, we just pray that you would bless the service today, Lord. Be with the pastor as he brings the message, Father, just hiding behind the cross. Lord, prepare our hearts and minds to receive what you have for us, Lord, that we might be better servants for you. Lord, we pray that you would bless those that are on our prayer list, Lord, the many, many with cancer, many with sicknesses and illnesses, lost people who have lost loved ones, Lord. But you know the need, Lord, of each and every one, Lord. We just pray that your will be done in their lives, Lord, that people be healed, people be comforted, Lord, and we just be all for your glory. Lord, we pray that you bless our missionaries, their families out on the foreign field. We pray that you can save us. We pray most of all, if there's one person here today in your doors that is lost, that today will be the day they come to know the saving grace of your Son, Jesus Christ. For it's in his name we pray. Amen.
Yes, I'll sing the wondrous story of the cross on Calvary. Yes, I'll sing the wondrous story of the cross.
you shaking hands, and when you finished and found your place, you may be seated. As you do, we'll sing the chorus. His name is wonderful. Tonight at 6:30. On Wednesday evening, Discovery Club and the Youth Zone at 6:30, and our midweek prayer service at 7 o'clock. Thursday, happy Thanksgiving to everyone. And then on Friday will be the party for the residents of the nursing home, the Consulate Nursing Home, and that will be at 11:30 a.m. on Friday. Now, if you have committed to bringing a pie or a cake and are not able to attend at the nursing home, please bring it the Wednesday evening before. That will be the 21st, so it can be there and ready to be taken over there. Let's see. Beautiful Girlhood Christmas activity on November the 30th at 7 p.m. See Sister Ormsby for more details. Everyone is invited to Pastor Mrs. Kim's home for their annual Christmas open house, and that will be Saturday, December the 8th from 2 to 5 p.m. A good missionary letter here from the McKinleys in Ireland. And we will begin the Adopt a Kid Christmas ministry that will be available after this morning's service. So what we generally do, I don't see the tree. Okay, it's over there. Okay. The reason we do this is we need to keep track of who takes a child, so that if some reason you take a child's name and then for some reason you're not able to fulfill that obligation, and there will be a child without a gift. And so we don't want people just going up there and taking names off the tree. And so Bentley Stockton will help with that. Make sure that if you take a name that it is recorded by Sister Bentley, so that we have a little bit of checks and balances on that, so that no one is left behind on that particular ministry. And, okay. Let's take our song books, turn to page number 348. You may remain seated as we sing A Child of the King, 348.
Yeah.
those on our prayer list, and the test came back on Stephen Krill. This is Sister Stephanie's brother, and he does have cancer. And so made that a special matter of prayer, Stephen Krill with cancer now. Take your songbook, turn to page number 337. Let's stand together, and the ushers will come forward on the last verse of A Shelter in the Time of Storm. 337. You may be seated. do be in prayer for our pastor. He's still suffering from that torn muscle in his leg. Doctor said he needs to stand for an hour and then sit for an hour. So I don't know if that's good news or bad. Good morning to all of you. If you're visiting with us this morning, we're grateful that you have chosen Lock Haven to come worship at this morning. We hope that you'll find yourself at home and you'll enjoy your time here as we spend time with the Lord. We'll be in Colossians chapter 3 this morning. Don't forget, if you're going on the winter retreat with the church, we need to start getting those costs finalized. I need to see if you're what excursions. Those have to be paid for by the end of this month. So I need to get those funds in so we can get those paid for. So please see me about that. Thank you very much for opening your heart up to give an offering this past Wednesday night to Brother Victor's wife. He passed away. The funeral was very responsive to the community. There was show much respect to Brother Victor. Brother Vickers had been in that community for a long time, and it was a blessing to see the turnout for Miss Darlene. Thank you for giving, so we could be a help and a blessing to her during her difficult time. Colossians chapter 3. Now, we've been going verse by verse through the book of Colossians now for quite some time. And we've had two guest speakers since we started during this time. And it is amazing to me, it maybe not mean nothing to you, but this morning, going verse by verse, chapter by chapter, we're going to end up this morning with this thought: thankfulness. That's just amazing, being this is Thanksgiving week. And knowing we had not planned, I didn't back my calendar up from Thanksgiving. It's just how God worked it out. It's good to be thankful. It really is. Be in prayer for those families. It looks like we have about five families traveling already for Thanksgiving. I'm sure there'll be many more coming up this week that'll be traveling. So be in prayer for them and allow them safety, good time of visit, and allow them to get back safe in the house of God. Colossians chapter 3, we're going to begin in verse 15. I'm going to read all the way down to Colossians chapter 4, verse 2 this morning, and then we'll spend our time in the scriptures there. Colossians chapter 3 and verse number 15. Let me see, I messed up there. I think I want 14. Yeah, I want to back up to 14. How do you want to back up to 14? Here we go. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching, admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Verse 18, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Verse 22, servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. Whatsoever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men. Knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of your inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. Chapter 4, verse 1. Masters, give unto your servants that which is just and equal, knowing also ye have a master in heaven. Continue in prayer, and watch in the same,
with thanksgiving. An attitude of gratitude. I mean, how many of you heard that before? I'm telling you, that attitude changes a whole lot of things. It really does. If you have an attitude where you're just grateful and you're thankful. Thanksgiving, dear friend, in the heart and the home of each of us should be the norm. It should be the normal thing in our lives. We should be thankful people. It is a powerful influence in our life when we are thankful. People pick up on that. They're grateful. You know, they understand that this is a thankful person. It's a grateful person. Their attitude shows that. And so Paul here begins to develop, thankful people. He was there in Colossians working with them and teaching with them. And remember, chapter 3 is practical, everyday Christian living. It is taking what the doctrinal truths that we learned in chapter 2, which Paul pointed out in chapter 1, there are some errors, and he corrected them in chapter 2. We take those biblical truths, we have them in our head, we understand them, we've got them. Now what do we do with them? Paul says, this is what you do with them. They're part of your everyday life. You put them into action, and that is where we're at. And so Paul, as he began to develop these Colossian people, he wanted them to be very thankful. He knows that a thankful heart, dear friend, will make our homes better. It'll make our churches better. It'll actually make our nation better. It'd be amazing if people was actually thankful that they were born in the United States of America.
Amen.
It's that simple. It would. But listen, you should be thankful for whatsoever state you're in. In whatever country you're in. It's only by God's grace that you and I were born in the United States of America, dear friend. You and I could have been born in Botswana. God chose by His grace to allow us the opportunity to live in such a great nation. And two or three weeks ago, I started looking at Psalm 16, verse 12. And one of us says, that verse basically says, what shall we return unto the Lord? What shall we render to the Lord for His benefits toward us? What are you doing with the blessings that you've been given? What are you doing with those personal blessings that you have been giving? And so Paul wanted to develop a thankful people, and he shows them how right it is for believers to be thankful. Isn't that amazing that we have people that are born again? Not saved by your wisdom, your strength, your abilities, not by grace. It's but by grace that you're saved, not by works, lest any man should boast. And people are not grateful. People are not thankful for the salvation that they have been given through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So Paul begins to develop them. He says, look, put this to use in your everyday life, and it will be much better. I'll say this for you, dear friend. When the heart is right, thanksgiving is just simply natural. When the heart is right. See, all of our problems begin with the heart. For with the heart, the Bible says, Jeremiah, the heart is wicked above all. Who could know it? So if the heart is right, what do I mean with the heart? Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. You remember verse 14? It says this, verse 14 says, and above all these things, you remember we looked at these last week. These are good things. Verse 12, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, vows of mercy. Man, that's a wonderful thing to have. Be merciful. Kindness. I'm telling you, we need to kill people with kindness. Humbleness of mind. Quit thinking so high of ourselves. Meekness. I mean, strength within just to walk with God. Long suffering. Well, that'd be a blessing if we just simply long suffering with everybody. Verse 13 says, forbearing one another. Do you understand that not everybody, dear friend, was meant to be you? Isn't that a blessing? I mean, what if every one of you was out there looking just like me? I mean, you or me. Oh, Lord, we'd have a lot of trouble, right? God's made us different. Different on purpose. But salvation through Jesus Christ makes us a new creature in Christ Jesus our Lord. And therefore, we should be Christ-like. That is the importance. Paul said, I'm pressing toward the mark. What mark? The high calling in Christ Jesus. That's the mark. John the Baptist said this, God must increase, we must decrease. I mean, just forbearing one another. Look what it says there in verse 13. And forgiving one another. Well, that'd be a blessing if we was at that place, right? If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And then Paul says this in verse number 14. And above all these things, all that which I just read, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness, dear friend. And if the heart is right, and the heart is right with God, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And all these things will be added. If our heart is right. In Colossians chapter 3 and verse number 2, it says, set your affection on things above, not on things that are. If the heart is, where the heart is, guess what? It's where your treasure is, right? So if our heart is right, it's going to be a natural thing for us to be thankful. Loving God, dear friend, makes us thankful for His grace. I don't know about you, dear friend, but I'm so glad that the grace of God appeared to all men. That I had opportunity, that I was introduced to the grace of God, and that by His mercies, He has saved me by faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, my personal Lord and Savior. Listen, loving people makes us thankful for each other. I mean, I understand, dear friend, there is times that it is difficult to be around certain people. It is. It's time, dear friend, I'm telling you, well, honestly, it's time, there's times that it's hard to like certain people. But if our heart is right with God, it should never be hard to love them. And love covers a multitude of sin. And if we love them like God loves them, then that love that we have for God, and God has given us His charity, putting on this charity, then we begin to love them as God loves them. When the heart is right, thanksgiving is simply natural. Listen, Philippians chapter 4, if you would. Philippians chapter 4, if you would, flip back a few pages in your Bible. Verses 6 and 8, 6, 7 and 8. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, 7, 8. The Bible says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. Wait a minute. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Dear friend, when the heart is right, thanksgiving is natural. And when the heart is right, the peace of God comes from a thankful heart. The peace of God moves in when we're thankful. That's why Paul said, I've learned in whatsoever state there I am to be content. I mean, just simply be content where you're at, what you are, and who you are, and be thankful for that, and allow God to work on you. We've got to quit letting Maybelline do all the work. We've got to let the Holy Spirit of God work on us. I'm going to tell you, God knows more about you than CoverGirl and Forbes and what's some of the men things? What's some of the men magazines y'all look at that helps you feel good about yourself?
Self.
Listen, God knows more about you. God knows much more about you. For in His image was we created. In His image was we made and formed. And so from a thankful heart, the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, begins to move in. And with that grateful heart, that thankful heart, we begin to have the peace of God about us. And it brings about a wonderful, wonderful walk with the Lord. Go back to Colossians chapter 3 and look at verse 16. This is what happens when we have that thankful heart. The Bible says in Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. So when we have a thankful heart, this is what happens. We begin to be prepared to receive the word of God. You know, sometimes I think that we as God's children, when the Bible says to meditate, to study, to search out the Scriptures and look in them, we are not thankful for that opportunity, therefore, so we do not receive the wisdom of God that He has for us at that moment, and we get sidetracked and we get carried away with every whim. The Bible says this, we're like a double-minded man. We're carried away with every doctrine and wind. Listen, the Bible says, study to show yourselves approved unto God. So we're prepared to receive the Word of God. You know what the Bible says in Romans chapter 1? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We got to listen. This is what the peace of God works. This is what being thankful is all about. And what happens when we receive the Word of God? What does it say? Let the Word of God, Christ dwell in you richly. So you received it. And guess what? In all wisdom. Wisdom is the result of accepting the Word of God for absolute, for truth, and for our authority. And so we accept, we receive it, we're there. Then we begin to learn. And guess what? When we learn, we therefore can do what? Let's read it. It's there in verse 16. But the Word of God, Christ, let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. What does it say? Teaching. You cannot teach, dear friend, until you have learned. And so when you receive the Word of God, and you've grown thereby, and you're thinking on these things because they're pure, they're holy, they're righteous, and you're meditating, you're growing thereby, then therefore you're able to teach because you have been taught from the Scriptures. And when that happens, it's like a song in your heart. That's what it says, verse 16. Teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts. What did I tell you? When the heart is right, thanksgiving is natural. Thanksgiving is natural. I wonder how many psalms, hymns, and songs that we hide in our heart and meditate their own, and we sing and we hum and we spend time after we have learned the Scriptures. We've hid the Word of God in our heart. We might not sin against God. And that joy of thanksgiving fills us with such a song. You know why it's different for us as saved people when we come to the house of God? It should be that we open up the hymn books, and when we begin to sing, we sing from the heart. Some of us not singing from the heart. We're singing from the mouth. We're singing from the head. We're singing so that others might not look at us and say, hey, I wonder what's wrong with them. They're not singing today. I wonder what's wrong. And so when the heart is right, we're willing to sing. Why? Because lift up your voices and praise God Almighty, for He's worthy to be praised. How do we know that? The heart is right. When the heart is right, we are able to just naturally, we're thankful. Thankful for our friends, thankful for our family, we're thankful for our job, and we're thankful for where we live, we're thankful for the house. And when you're thankful for all these things, you're grateful for all these things, guess what happens? The peace of God moves in, and when the peace of God is there, guess what? What's missing? Stress, anxiety, troubles, heartaches. Wonder what's going to happen tomorrow? Take no thought for tomorrow. Tomorrow will care for itself. Why? Because I'm meditating upon Christ. I'm meditating upon Christ. Well, how can I get my heart right with God? First, dear friend, I'm going to tell you, it begins in 1 John chapter number 1. He's faithful and He's just to forgive us of all sin. We got to just confess your faults to God. I mean, get things right with God. If you want to be, you want to have a thankful lifestyle, if you want to be grateful for the things that you have been afforded and the benefits that you enjoy in life, dear friend, you have to be right with God. You cannot, like it says in verse 14, and above all these things, put on the charity. That charity is what? That's the love of a love of God, the type of love that God has for us. We cannot put that on if we've hid sin in our hearts. We cannot. So we got to come to God. We got to get right with God. And we confess our sins, that we are right with Him, before Him, so that the love of God, we can put on the love of God. And then secondly, dear friend, we must forgive those who have wronged us, so that we are right with others. You'll never be thankful for where you are and who you are and what where you're at until you have forgiven others. You know, the Bible says, for Christ's sake. I think it's Galatians. Brother Jim, I was talking with you this about a couple of weeks ago, wasn't we? Isn't it Galatians 4:19? Is that where it's at? Let's look over there. I think that's where it's at. This is just one of them rabbit trails. I'm popped in. That's all right. I got 17 minutes before I have to get revved up and do the rest of the hour. Be like Paul Harvey. 12 noon hits, and now you're going to know the rest of the story. By 3 o'clock, we'll be done. Colossians chapter 4. And I think it's in Galatians. Galatians. I'm going to find this here in a minute. Brother Jim, I was talking about it. It may have been a month ago, Brother Jim. If you remember what I'm talking about? Be ye kind one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another. Y'all got it. Come on now, help me. Ephesians. There is Ephesians 4. It was. I knew it was 4 something. I was thinking about 4:10, but I'm not squirrel hunting right now. Ephesians 4:32. Listen what it says here. Ephesians 4:32. Thank you, brother. Everybody there? Amen? Here we go. Ephesians 4:32. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. And so I told Brother Jim, I said, listen, if they've never said sorry, if they've never got right, even, what did it say? Even for what? Somebody help me there. Even for whose sake? Not for Brother Douglas' sake. Not for the pastor's sake. Not for the deacon's sake. For Christ's sake. If you can't find no other reason, dear friend, to forgive somebody, you can forgive them for Christ's sake. Because He has forgiven us. He's been so wonderful to us. He's helped us so much. He's blessed us so much. He's brought eternal life, and not only life eternal, but He's given us life abundant here upon this earth that we might enjoy. So if you want to get your heart right, number one, you're going to have to find forgiveness in Christ. Number two, you're going to have to forgive others. And I've told you this. Number three, you're going to have to come to the point where you can forgive yourself. Because if you cannot forgive yourself, you've set yourself up a tribunal higher than God Himself. And that's where most of us live. We live at the point where we will not forgive ourselves for our wrongdoing, for the things that we've done in the past, the things that we've crossed, the bridges that we've burned. How many burned bridges, man? I'm telling you. We set fire upon them, and then we go back with a grenade thrown on top of there, like bang! So, Pastor, there is no going back to fix that bridge. You get your heart right with God. You do your very best to get your heart right with that person that you did wrong. And then you forgive yourself and you say, God, I am at your mercy. Use me. Because I want to be a vessel of honor. I mean, this is it. Heart right. Thanksgiving is natural. Are you naturally a thankful person? Ooh, that's a big question there. Sometimes, I'm telling you, I wake up in the moment of, like at 9:30 in the morning. I'm already awake. Don't get that right. I'm already awake, but around 9:30, I'm figuring out, why am I so aggravated? Here's the reason. I really got to confess something right here. I try to tell y'all guys to be good in traffic, yes, I got to confess this. Get it off my heart and chest. I'm in the lane to go straight. There's two lanes going straight. There's a lane that's going to go left at a red light, right? Well, the lane to go left is backed up about, 20 cars. So there's a lady there, put her right blinker on. So I stop. I said, well, she changed her mind. She don't want to go left. She wants to go straight now. So I stop. She gets out in front of me. She goes down there. And there's 3 cars to the red light, right? I said, praise God, I'm going to make a red light. She puts her left blinker on to get back in that lane. I asked Kinley, I lie not. I thought my horn got stuck. I can't believe she did this. She skipped all that line. And I did it in front of my daughter. So, I got my heart right. If I ever see that person again, I'll just toot one time and say, I'm sorry. Sorry. So y'all know how I listen. You know I got my heart right because yesterday my wife said, can you run over to Walmart, the market basket? I said, yes, I can. You know what they got over there? Nothing but self-checkout lines. Nothing. I said, yes. So Briley's with me now, my other daughter. Briley, did I do good? Where you at, Briley? I did good, didn't I? I'm going to tell you something. 7 items, 27 minutes. Self-checkout. And I had to pay at 2 different places. She said, sir, I'm sorry, these won't work here. You got to go check out over there. I said, it's the same Walmart. I kept my mouth closed. Wow, the heart was right. I said, oh, thank God I got a Walmart. I could be out in the garden somewhere digging up sweet potatoes. Thank the Lord. So I got my heart right. This is a thankful heart. If your heart's right, thanksgiving is natural. Number 2, when life is right, thanksgiving is normal. Why is it natural? Because we got a new divine nature. If we're saved, we got a divine nature. So it becomes natural. Right? So if when life is right, thanksgiving is normal. What do you mean? Let's look at verse 17. We're going to read several verses real quick. This is a normal Christian. This is the formula for normal Christian living right here. Paul puts it right here. Verse 17. And whatsoever you do, do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as is fit the Lord. Husbands, love your wives. Be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. Whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that the Lord, that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. Masters, give unto your servants that which is just and equal, knowing ye also have a master in heaven. That is the formula for normal Christian living. I know we don't have masters, we have bosses, employees, we have managers and things of that nature, so we apply it to our day. If you're married, you have you have a wife. If you're married, you have a husband. If you have children, they're there. All this is normal. This is how we interact with us. And let me tell you, this is the formula. When we do everything, in the name of Jesus, we give thanks for everything. That's what it says right there, right? Let's read again. Verse 17, whatsoever you do, in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. How? Giving thanks to God. This is normal. Naturally, because we have a divine nature in Christ Jesus, we've been saved, God, the Holy Spirit lives within us, we should be have a thanksgiving about us, a thankful heart. But our life, because our heart is right, how's our heart right? I've been born again, trust Christ, my Lord and Savior, He lives within me, I've given Him my life, so that's natural, it should become a natural thing. Normal activity is right here. When we live this way, it will cause us to be thankful. Listen, when you live a thankful life, listen, as a family, think about this, a thankful husband who loves their wife deeply, dear friend. I mean, when he does that, you don't have to grab her by the hair of the head like some kind of caveman and say, you're going to submit yourself to me. I thought some of the men was going to say amen when I read husbands. Love your wives. Wives. Verse 18. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as fit the Lord. I thought, man, they're fixing to say amen right there. You don't have to promote that different if you're loving, thankful, and kind, and serving God like you should. It automatically happens. It just works out that way because that is normal Christian living. And think about it. When a thankful wife, listen, when she's doing this, she's starting to build up and love her husband. And then it spills over into the children. Listen, husband and wife, mother and father. The Bible says there, children, obey your parents in all things. Verse 19, husbands, love your wife and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things. In all things. Children, why should I do that? Not because it's pleasing to mom and dad, but because it's pleasing to the Lord. Pleasing to the Lord. And listen, parents, we don't get off scot-free either. And isn't it amazing he deals primarily with the fathers here? Verse 21, fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. So this is normal Christian everyday living. And so when a husband is thankful, he's loving his wife deeply, she's thankful, she builds up that loving husband, and it spills over into the children. The children begin to obey and do all things right, and thankful parents are very considerate toward their children. Listen, parents, have you been considerate towards your children? This is what it's talking about here. You better be considerate towards them. Don't be discouraging them there. And then it goes on and says, and begins to deal with thanksgiving in the workplace there. And thankful workers give their bosses or managers or whatever title that person has above you, they give them the gratitude of work as if it was to God. Amen. Pastor, I just don't like my job that more. That's good. There's for help signs all over the place now. Turn in your 30-day notice, 2-week notice, whatever you got to give, and go find you another job that you can love God in. Because you stay there bitter at your boss, it's a bad testimony. Bad testimony. Listen, we're not. Unemployment's way down right now, so God's taking that excuse away from us. Well, Pastor, I got to stay there because there is no other job. So I'm just going to stay and be bitter and be mad, and I'm going to give them 6 hours of work when I should be giving them 8. Bad testimony. Bad testimony. Dear friend, a thankful heart spills over where we're working. Listen, it comes to this point. We are working for the Lord. That's what it comes to. We're working for the Lord. Do all, what's it say in verse number 23? And whatsoever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord, not unto men. And listen, you that are employers or bosses or managers that are sitting here under the sound of my voice, dear friend, whenever you are right with God, your heart's right with God, your life is in line with this little passage of Scripture we just read, you will be treating your workers right. You'll be treating them with respect, with dignity, with honor. And you'll be leading them instead of dragging them along. Why? Because you're living right by God. Listen, God says this, the heart of the king is in my hand. You think if the king's heart is not in his hand, if you're right with God, God cannot work in your circumstances? He can, dear friend, he can. So I got this one at work. Man, he or she is a thorn in my flesh. Paul had one too. He asked 3 times, could it be removed? And God said, no, my grace is sufficient for you. Even if God doesn't remove that thorn, God's grace is far greater than that thorn. So, thanksgiving in the workplace, the thankful workers gives gratitude to their work, their managers, because they're doing it to God. The employee, the boss, the manager, whoever, the owner of the business, he's thankful for the workers, and so he's doing right by the workers as it goes along. And then when the heart's right, thanksgiving is natural. When the life is right, thanksgiving is normal. When prayer is right, thanksgiving is never neglected. Never neglected. Well, Pastor, where'd you get that? I'm glad you asked. Colossians chapter 4, verse number 2. Continue in prayer. That's a continue. Just keep doing it. Continue in prayer and watch what? In the same with thanksgiving. Wow. So listen, prayers, you're right in your prayer line. It's just that you just continue. It looks like to me, I'm missing it here. It looks like to me that Thanksgiving is a continuation of my prayer. It's like it's one and one. It's together. One and one makes seven, right? In this new math we got? No, to me, it's just like continuing prayer and watching the same with thanksgiving. Pray when life is good. Pray when life is bad. Keep on praying, even when the answers are slow to come. Watching the same, expecting God to give answers in His time. Pastor, I need the answer now. 1,000 years is a day with the Lord. A day is 1,000 years with the Lord. You know what the Bible said? They'd waited for Messiah for a long, long time. And Galatians says, in the fullness of time, God sent forth His Son. He's going to send the answer. He's going to send the answer. You just keep praying, you keep being thankful, and you expect God to answer and give thanks for the answer of prayer when it arrives, whether you agree with it or not. Sometimes it's just simply no, my child. Sometimes God says, you know, not right now. You're going to have to wait a little longer. Sometimes the Lord just pours it over into our cup till our cup overflows and our saucer is full. That's the blessings of God. That is the blessings of God. So listen, three things and we're done. Here's the rest of the story. What has this little section of Scripture taught you personally about Thanksgiving? What has it taught you personally? I want you to write that down, write that question, put it in your phone, take it right, you know, and meditate on that. Pastor, I don't know. I couldn't really pay too much attention. That's why you have a Bible. You go back and study. If you're saved and the Holy Spirit of God lives inside of you, He will teach you alone by yourself some far greater truths than I give you in this 30 minutes. He wants to talk with you. He said, listen, in Isaiah, He said, come reason with me. Come reason with me. What has this taught you about your Thanksgiving in your life? What has it taught you personally? Secondly, how can I apply these three things, these important things, into my life? What three? Is my heart right? Secondly, is my life right? Third, is my prayer life right? How can I look at that and I can do it? How can that help me? How can that help me? Here's how I can help you and I'm done. You know the Bible says here, we studied it, that Christ should have what in our heart? In our life, Christ should have what? Starts with a P. Preeminence, right? That's what we've studied in Colossians. How many will give Christ the preeminence starting today? Because if we're not thankful people, He does not have preeminence. How many starting today will give Him first place in our life? Let's stand to our feet. Heads bowed, eyes closed. Remember the thoughts. When the heart is right, thanksgiving is natural. When life is right, thanksgiving is normal. When prayer is right, thanksgiving is never neglected.